This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Andrew Cannington, who is the General Manager for APAC, which I guess stands for Asia Pacific.
It does.
For a company in the US called LivePerson.
Correct.
G'day, Andrew.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Now, it's a listed NASDAQ company. Yes. Share price has actually doubled this year from $13 to $26.
In the last 12 months, I think 14 months ago when I joined, it was $6 to $26 today.
So going okay.
We're doing okay.
Now capitalized at $1.5 billion.
Correct.
US. So, but I take it from reading up about the business that although it's called LivePerson, you actually don't have live people. It's all about bots and AI. Is that right? You're an AI business.
So we certainly work with we have a lot of AI capability within our business. We've made a number of acquisitions over the last 12 months, and it's certainly a massive move in the industry. It's a very valuable part of the conversation. But it's only one of them. We also partner with the
We probably should stop and just say what you do, what the company fundamentally does.
Yeah, sure. So for the last 20 years, LivePerson has been powering the conversation between enterprise and consumers. Transforming the conversation between enterprise and consumers. Think an easy way of thinking about it is the way you interact with your friends and family today. So nobody makes phone calls anymore. They're sending messages. They're sending WhatsApp messages. They're sending Facebook
messages.
Speak
for yourself, Andrew.
Okay. So
I'm an old guy, so
Alan, well,
I still ring them up.
Well, perhaps it's people under our age.
So basically, what you're doing is you're moving the transactions between consumers and the companies or the companies and their customers from voice to message.
To digitize communications, yes. So certainly messaging today. So we're more and more moving huge volumes of traffic out of our enterprise clients. So it's being driven largely by the telcos because they're seeing in their networks that people are stopping phone calls. So Telstra is one of our big customers here, Singtel and various others.
Well, you'd have to be mad to ring them up.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to be on the phone for 2 hours.
This vision I have of making a cup of tea, trying to find 40 minutes in your day, sitting down, taking a deep breath, and then calling your provider of choice. Think about, instead of doing that, being able to send a message to them and say, hey, I have a query about this billing outcome, and then them responding to you, but not dissimilar to you SMSing your friend or your mum. If you don't pick it up in 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 2 hours, it doesn't matter. You just continue that conversation as it goes. It's the point of this is to give time back to the consumer.
But who or what is at the other end?
So we are at the other end.
Yeah, but who's we?
So LivePerson is the technology and the operational layer that sits in the enterprise. We work with the agents. So there is contact center agents that are responding to these. But there's a lot of low value conversations that happen there. There's a lot of repetitive conversations that you can automate. So we also work with a lot of AI platforms, a lot of bot platforms to automate those and get the people into the high value conversations.
One of the interesting things I read on your website was something to the effect that websites are dying.
Websites are dying, correct. So think about, so I come from an e-commerce and web background. We've been doing this for 20 years. And today, if you look at the stats, only 14% in the Western world of commerce is done online. 14% 20 years into which is supposed to transform it. And it's if you think about the logic of it, it makes sense. Websites are pages of content that we ask people to trawl through and try and find information. The left-hand navigation, the hamburger menu, all these devices that we've tried to build to make it easier fundamentally aren't natural ways of us engaging. So we believe, and our large customers, and we've got 18,000 customers around the world and some of the biggest brands on earth believe that way of selling is going to stop, and we're going to move to this concept called conversational commerce. Think natural language ability to communicate with a brand. At the moment, through a messaging, Maybe it's a query on a website.
But are you probably talking about Siri, are you? And
moving towards
Google Home, Alexa.
Alexa, correct.
Those sort of things.
All those platforms. That's where we're going. Today we do it via message. So we recently launched, Apple is one of our great partners, and they launched Apple Business Chat, which is a very rich conversational engagement, imagery, videos, barcodes. Google's launched exactly the same thing with us. And in a month's time, Facebook is launching WhatsApp for Business with LivePerson. So the big consumer players are all betting this is the way that consumer engagement with enterprise is going to go.
Are we talking about sending messages with voice?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's still using voice.
It can.
But not talking to somebody. Actually using a voice to send a message. Is that the...
So today we do it predominantly with text, but we are moving into voice
text,
as well.
You're talking about with your thumbs.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Although interestingly, in China, people don't text anymore. They voice record a message, send it to their friend who then opens it up, listens to it, voice records back and sends it back. So there are different nuanced ways that we send messages, but effectively we're talking about a digitized communication with the enterprise having a conversation. So think about a natural language engagement with Telstra, who is one of our great clients. Telstra is moving all of their communications in this path. Think about the ability to say, "Hey, I have this query about my bill." And then responding to you, and then you continuing that conversation in the few minutes you've got today during the day to engage with them. It's a much easier way than taking that.
Are you talking about tapping out a text message there, or talking to Siri?
Currently tapping out a text message, but the next stage, which is literally months away, is talking to Siri and Alexa and asking them directly for that.
Right. So the bigger picture thing of websites are dying, is the company saying that we're going to move towards a situation where we basically don't go online to do anything anymore, that what we're going to do entirely is talk to Alexa or Google Home?
So if I go back
to... And how would that work anyway?
If I go back to that stat, okay, so 14%... of global commerce or Western commerce is done online. 7% of that, so half of it, is done is just Amazon. So globally, they have half of e-commerce.
God, I didn't know that.
It's outrageous, the stats. Look at the statistics. E-commerce is not working. Now, Amazon's biggest bet is in Alexa, in these platforms. They know this is the next step of e-commerce. It is being able to reorder by asking Alexa. It is being able to top up your prepaid telephone. This is a step that is certain to occur, and it's happening today.
And so what's your role going to be in that?
So a live person, the reason our share price has gone from 6 to 26 is we have these partnerships with all the big consumer players who know this is working. We have the big AI platforms who are betting on us as well to transform the industry, and we are the mesh that sits in the enterprise. So we have a platform. We have three fundamental elements. We're a technology company, so we connect all those pieces together, and we have an agent console for a agent to respond. We have the analytics and big data platforms that sit underneath that, so that you know in real time what's happening in your network, but then we help you operationalize it. And then think about this conversation too. If Bank West, who is one of our big customers, or Commonwealth Bank, or in fact Qantas is one of our great customers globally, and they are moving in this direction. If you're asking Qantas to rebook your ticket, and you're doing it through Alexa, the way they respond to you, the tone of that, the operationalization of that is really important, and it's very complicated.
So LivePerson's helping them. In that situation, say I'm using Alexa to book on Qantas.
Yep.
Who's replying to me? Is it Alexa who's replying on using Alexa, or is it Qantas?
So I have to reiterate, today it is via text rather than via voice, but it is Qantas. So Qantas has Qantas is a great client of ours, and they're incredibly progressive. And they have an agent pool that is responding to you currently by text, and it will over time evolve into that. But it's direct communication into Qantas. So think about, I always in the airline industry, and Qantas is at the forefront of this. If, as occasionally happens, there's a disruption, there's a storm and a flight gets grounded, there's 350 people or whatever it is on an A380 that you have to inform all at once. They're all mobile because of the time, because of the very nature of the industry. How do you inform them all at once? How do you rebook them onto another flight? How do you work out which ones are your Platinum One members, which ones are your Platinum members, and make sure that they're treated accordingly? The only way you can do it, because you can't get another 400 contact center agents into your contact center, is doing it digitally. Send a text message, send a rich message that allows them to pick their seat. Make sure that is done as seamlessly as possible. And in very similar scenarios to that, we are seeing customer satisfaction through the roof, 95% rather than much less than that.
Does the use of bots and AI increase customer satisfaction?
Interestingly, it does sometimes. It depends on how and when you use them. People like the speed and efficiency of bots for everyday transactions. They're more than happy for that to occur. Once it gets more complicated, once it gets into much deeper transactions, then you need a human to step in seamlessly, so that you don't get frustrated by asking the same question of a bot again and again.
So the bot has to say help.
Actually, at Live Person, we automatically sense when the conversation's going badly and we escalate it to an agent.
Right.
Yeah.
Fascinating, Andrew. Really great talking to you. I've run out of time, but it's been terrific. Thanks very much.
I've thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
I've been talking to Andrew Cannington, who is the general manager for Asia Pacific of a US company called LivePerson.